as restrictions lift and more people get vaccinated, many are anxious to head back out to restaurants, wineries, bars, and brew pubs. But are those businesses ready for the rush of customers? Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Natalie Chalurzo, co-owner of Russian River Brewing Company. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you. So let's start at the beginning of the pandemic. What kind of impact did that initially have on your business, and did you have to lay off staff?
Yeah, so I guess it was March 17th that we got the order to shut down, March 17th, 2020. And so we, at that time, had 204 employees, primarily in hospitality between our two locations. And so that week, we ended up was furloughing about 162 employees, and then we reduced hours for several more. I believe the number was we were left with about 37 full-time employees.
Wow, that's a big hit. Oh my gosh.
Huge. Yeah, it was tough.
Was that a similar experience for other hospitality businesses?
Yeah, because we all had to shut down. I mean, that was that initial shelter in place.
Yeah,
everything closed. We tried really hard to repurpose certain key positions, and we switched immediately to starting to do direct to consumer by shipping beer direct to consumers throughout the state of California. And so we were very lucky that was so well received, and so we are actually able to take some of our hospitality managers and kind of put them in roles overseeing that and helping out in the warehouse. It was kind of a really an all hands on deck at the time. Vinny and I really got down and dirty and got back to, you know, it almost felt like being in startup mode again.
Wow. Yeah.
Just everybody doing everything. But in July, I don't know if you remember, we opened for like a couple of weeks. We were allowed to reopen for dining, and then we were shut down again. And so at that point, we laid off over 90 employees permanently.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so here we are. Now we're trying to ramp business back up. And you know what our biggest challenge is, of course.
Now, are you having trouble as we're reopening? We look like we may be entering the yellow tier next week. Are you able to find the employees or new hires?
No. So we are in the same boat as everybody else in the restaurant, bar, brewery, winery industry, hospitality, all sectors, even other industries are having a difficult time finding employees. I think we're faced with a couple of things. So one of them was after last year, I think a lot of people who were in the restaurant business realized that it was not a very stable career path. And so I know for us, we had a lot of former employees pursue other education or trades that they were interested in doing. And so they ended up leaving the hospitality industry altogether. And then the other thing is with this additional federal unemployment and the stimulus, there's not a lot of incentive for employees who make a certain amount of money to come back to work. I believe right now, if you're on unemployment and you're making the max from California as well as the feds, you can make about $22.50 an hour to do nothing. And so if you're looking at, you know, certain positions that maybe aren't tipped positions in hospitality, that's not much of an incentive to come back to work. So I think that both of those two factors are really affecting everybody in the hospitality sector, especially.
Now, isn't one of the questions that you have to answer if you're on, you're getting unemployment benefits, is have you refused any work? And if you are offering work, especially to people who are maybe furloughed or then unfortunately you had to let go, don't they have to report that, yes, I refused work?
Actually, they do, but there's no checks and balances. There is nobody overseeing any of this. And so the EDD just takes their word for it. We actually have had candidates apply for a position, and then when they're called for an interview, they say, I don't want to work for you. Don't call me again.
Whoa. Okay.
And it's because they're just trying to verify their unemployment. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a huge problem we've had, and I know every restaurant manager and owner can concur. We've had so many no-shows. We take the time to do a phone screen and then we set up an interview. No call, no show, can't reach the person. We've even had employees that we've hired fail to show up for the first day of work and we just never hear from them again. So that has been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Probably worse than I've ever seen. And our HR director, who's been doing this for 20, 25 years, she said this is the worst she's ever seen. So yeah, it's pretty dire out there.
So in order to get employees, to make sure that you can still stay open, what kinds of things are you resorting to? What kinds of incentives, those kinds of things to get people to come back to work?
We are offering a $100 bonus to our employees who can refer somebody. So, I mean, we have about 130 employees right now, and so we're trying to rely on them to refer friends or family, people that they know that would be a good fit and are looking for work, because we feel like referral programs with employees is a pretty great way to get good employees. That has been mildly successful. We are advertising everywhere. We advertise on our, well, obviously it's up on our website, but we advertise in Indeed. There's a kind of restaurant-specific website called poached.com. At Craigslist, we've been going back to Craigslist, but the quality of candidates isn't always so great.
Yeah.
At Craigslist. We also advertise on all of the beer industry trades, like Brewbounds and sometimes Brewers Association. If we have like a technical position, like a brewer, right now we have a packaging tech position open. You know, just trying to get the word out as much as possible. And also, I'm posting on social media. I'm
right.
Kind of that desperate. Posting out on social media, like, hey, come work for us.
Well, I mean, you're a pretty great place. I'm hoping that your reputation in the beer world would help you draw in some of those workers. And if you can't
rehire your
full workforce, are there certain changes that you're going to have to make?
Yes, actually. We're having a meeting today with our head chef and our events manager and our GM in Windsor to discuss the probability of being able to host events in the future, because if we can't find staff, because right now we have 3 open kitchen positions in Windsor. So even if we have enough front of house staff to handle adding an event, you know, like a catering type event, we don't have enough people in the kitchen to be able to manage the food. And so we're trying to figure out if we're even able to book events in the future without enough staff. So that's one thing. The other thing is that we are utilizing our outdoor space in downtown. We have that giant parklet out front, which we're loving. And indoors, you know, you've been into our pub. It's pretty cozy in there.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the governor does remove all the restrictions on June 15th, it kind of doesn't really matter, because if we don't have enough employees to be able to wait on additional patrons and cook additional food, we won't be able to expand our operations in any way.
You We're can't realistically get back to that full capacity. That's true.
You can't. Yeah, you will just have to stick with the status quo. And, you know, honestly, it's working for us. We're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we're a brewery first, and so the majority of our revenue now comes from wholesale distribution as well as direct-to-consumer. So we're not a typical brick-and-mortar restaurant.
Right.
I would say the typical brick-and-mortar restaurants are the ones struggling the most. But thankfully, we also self-distribute to hundreds of those restaurants. And so that is our way of trying to help out the rest of the sector, is to sell them beer, like Pliny the Elder, that sells well.
Right.
And helps them keep their doors open as well through all of that.
We feel your pain, and we're hoping that actually in September, the federal unemployment additional benefit is going to run out. So hopefully that will be that stimulus that will get people really ready to get back into hospitality. Thanks so much, Natalie.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day.
That is Natalie Chilurzo. She is co-owner of Russian River Brewing Company.